Hello and welcome back to the Square Earth Podcast, Legends of Philadelphia.
Square Earth. That's a new angle.
We are your hosts. I'm Johnny Microsoft Zune Zito. This is my casual acquaintance and business partner, Tony Newcoke Trove.
Hey.
Helping out on engineering duties is Brian Betamax Bierman.
Nice.
You might be wondering, did these guys do their own research? Well, in addition to being born and raised in Philadelphia, Trove and I have a lifestyle brand, South Fellini, that focuses on Philly culture and in-jokes and comfort and podcasts and spreading half-truths. Lots of times, customers will ask...
I don't like it when you read it.
Lots of times, customers will ask, which side did South Philly fight for in the Civil War? Or they want to know who discovered Penn's Landing. So we decided to start this podcast as an easy explainer for new Philadelphians and a refresher for the old heads. The city fascinates and excites us, so we're hoping to share that with you. And you, and you, and you, and you.
Why did you buy this for me? What's wrong with you?
I bought Trova Street Fighter soundboard.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry.
Is there a Blanca one?
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Why did you do this? You've ruined the podcast, Zito.
I feel like I might have upset your wife with it. After I had it sent over, I was like, I hope...
Everyone's upset.
I hope Joanna likes the sound of Chun-Li doing roundhouse kicks.
Everyone hates this. I'm sorry, everyone.
I'm upset because I didn't get one.
I'm coming over.
Bring it. Is there a Blanca noise or is it just Hadouken?
Yeah, there are lots of noises on it. Yeah. All right. I'm a Ken guy myself. In all franchises. Street Fighter,
just
Barbie,
general.
Yeah,
a Ken man.
I'm a Ken guy. I like Ryu in Barbie's universe too, though. This is the Street Fighter episode.
Today's podcast is about Street Fighter, everybody.
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter was based in Philly.
The car that they beat up at the dock.
Yeah,
that's Delaware Avenue.
That's the Navy Yard.
That's my Honda Civic at the Navy Yard.
Shouldn't have parked it there.
It looked like a safe place to park it.
Yeah, and here comes a bunch of street fighters gonna beat it up for extra points.
My mom's not gonna get any of these jokes.
These are '90s.
It's a game.
'90s kids jokes. '90s kids jokes. Sorry, Mrs. Bierman.
No.
Not sorry.
Don't Hadouken my mom.
No, this podcast is about mistakes, which I guess was a mistake.
Yeah, and you, the listener, for starting this, that was also, that's your
That was a mistake, too. So we're going to do things a little differently this week. This is our skip week where we take a break from the regular format. One of the most fun things about doing Legends of Philadelphia are all the great comments, emails, and DMs that we get on the social medias. Listeners clue us in when we were wrong and share new stuff that we didn't know before. So today we're going to dig through the last 10 episodes, actually it's 11, and talk about what's next.
And that's another mistake. Just another one.
It's another mistake.
There you go. Not.
They're piling up.
If you came here for mistakes, here we go.
Yeah, I meant to say 11. I meant to write 11 episodes.
Lots of mistakes.
Lots of mistakes. We made a mistake last week. We did an episode. We did a regular episode. We should have done them.
And we knew it. It was wrong. And
we ate mistakes.
We break for mistakes.
Sorry. Pasquale, steaks. We eat mistakes.
All right. So we got two presents from listeners. since the last Errors episode, and we got to thank them. So our friend Villet got, she went to see Tim Capello, the guy, the oily sax guy from Lost Boys.
That's right.
I think he said oily, not
That's
greasy.
Right.
She got us his autograph, and it says, "To Legends of Philadelphia, one of the living." and it's him with Tina Turner. And I was like, wow, this is like awesome. And she was like, and Villa was like, yeah, I got you this because you guys talked to her about her on the show. And I was like, we talked about this guy on the show. And Hunter, she was like, yes. And Hunter, who is not on the show, was like, yeah, you mentioned him in the
Eastern State.
In the prison, Eastern State, because he did a music video with Tina Turner. And I was like, oh, we did talk about this guy.
Do you just like zone out when
I listen to them the most of anybody too? Because when I edit them, I listen to them probably 3-4 times.
What do you spotless mind yourself after every episode?
I just move on. I move on. I don't look back. I look forward.
Eyes forward all the time.
Yeah. So thank you very much. And
yeah, that
the
was
other
really cool.
Thing,
thank you.
I came in the one day to the store and there's just like a giant box and I was like, what the hell is this thing? And so I opened it and it's a giant crayon. A giant.
Like 5 foot.
And it's also a bank. Yes. It's like, yeah. And it says Seth Fellini on it. And it's from Great Big Stuff. And I want to thank them. They wrote us a card. It says, "Greetings from Great Big Stuff. I know it's not giant silverware, although we do sell that on our site." That's from the World's Fair, the biggest.
Big spoons, yeah.
Big spoons. We thought a great big crown might look okay in the store window. Love the store and the podcast. Keep up the great work. Actually, it says good work, but I upgraded it to great.
Good you job, you gave yourself an upgrade.
Yeah, and special.
Yeah, and Bierman is the sounds like the most handsome one on the podcast.
Super super kisses to Bierman. Weird, all right.
It says Beth, Christina, and Ed Honish, owners of Great Big Stuff, and so thank you. It's awesome. And if you go on their website, they sell like giant aspirin and giant like whatever you want.
When we got this, you were like, they mentioned the spoon thing. Do you think they listened to the podcast? Like, why else would they mention it?
Every time someone's like, oh, I listened to the show, I'm like, what?
Why?
What? Yeah, I'm like, I try to argue with them. I try to get them to unsubscribe.
Like, you should be doing yoga instead. You should be like connecting with your kids. What do you, listen to my podcast?
But thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Oh, all right. So, but I have other things to talk about.
All right.
So, get it off your chest, Bierman. Go off.
I have a couple. I have two other things that I don't know when we would ever talk about this. But so I've been playing Mother 3, which is the sequel to Earthbound.
What is that?
I don't know what
Earthbound
any of those things
Earthbound was
are.
An old Super Nintendo game.
Okay.
And it's the sequel called Mother, because in Japan it was Mother 2. Mother 3 is the sequel. It never came out in Japan. So what you can do is download the file, and then there's English patch that translates it, so you can read it. So I was playing that, and so this is like a game about, like, it's not based in America, or like it's a fantasy land or whatever. But anyway, in the middle of this game,
Canada,
it's West, yeah,
the, Canada.
West Canada. In the middle of the game, the one of the characters says, "If you're ever at Schick House Hot Dogs at Jenkinson's Boardwalk, you should get one." And I was like, what? Like, I was like, is this in the game? Like, it was so random. Like, what? And so I looked it up, and I was like, is this a real thing? And Schick House Hot Dogs is a hot dog place in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, that they just randomly shouted out. But I don't know if it was in the Japanese original one or the English person, like, added that. But if you're
at the bottom
of
this, yeah.
If you're ever in Point Pleasant, go to Schick House Hot Dogs and say, Mother 3 sent me, and they're going to be like,
another one?
Another one?
The Japanese version or the English?
Yeah. Which one? Which one?
And if you go, if you do go, get us three dogs.
Three dogs.
Yeah.
Extra mustard. And then
And then one more thing that I don't know when we could talk about this. Do you guys know Canada Dry Wild Cherry Soda? I don't think they make it anymore. It was like in a 2 liter. It was usually 99 cents. It had it said that on the label.
Yeah,
was
I didn't talk about.
It was red.
Red? Yeah.
Okay, so why? Yeah.
So I used to drink that all the time when I was a kid.
Okay.
Like all the time.
I haven't seen
it in years. So I looked at. What does that mean?
Don't worry about it. Keep going.
What does the soda I drink affect the person that I am?
You're just so bubbly.
I don't know, the dye probably.
Well, anyway, I was like, man, I haven't seen that in years. So I looked it up on the internet, and I was reading all about it. And there's a quote from they don't make it anymore, I don't think. There's black cherry, Wishniak, but that's not what I'm talking about.
No, it was like, I used to glow. What are you talking about, man?
Like bright red, and it was delicious. But SodaFinder.com calls it, quote, a Philadelphia favorite.
I think this is the second time you've mentioned this website, by the way.
Soda Finder? Did I? I might have.
No, it was the Chips web. It was the Chips website.
No, that was Chip. That was Chip Finder. That was Chip Finder.
It was Chip Finder. It's totally different.
That's different. They don't like each other. But if you guys out there drink. Or used to drink Canada Dry Wild Cherry Soda. Try to get them to bring it back. But is that a Philly thing? Like, I don't know. This website says it is. They seem like experts on soda.
I haven't even thought about that in so long. That's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know this is a silly thing, but I always thought Canada Dry was a local Philadelphia brand. It was like a local Pennsylvania brand. I don't know if that's true, but I was, we were always under that impression.
You know, that's on Kind of a Drag. We always go.
The Buckingham.
Yeah. We would go Canada Dry.
that's.
You think always we'll hear it now.
For the grandmas out there.
No, you'll always hear it. No, Kind of a Drag.
Remember that song? 1964.
Bierman knows it. Bierman knew exactly.
Oh,
the Buckinghams.
I knew it.
Oh,
it's a great song. It's a great song.
Oh, the Buckinghams. Oh, that's the Buckinghams.
Oh, the Buckinghams.
Canada Dry.
Did you find anything, Zito?
Yeah, it's made at a bottling plant in Delaware Valley. I don't think it comes from here, but they had some kind of headquarter presence here in the 70s.
But maybe the cherry was just popular here for whatever reason. I'm telling you, it was 99 cents, too.
They made it
for a 2 liter. That's great.
They made it with real skookle water.
That's why it's red.
That's why it's red.
That's why it's red. No bright artificial red. Flavors. And
yeah, yeah.
Colors.
It comes right out there.
It's actually red.
Like that.
We got a lot to get to. We got a lot. Are you done with your personal
announcements? No. Let me keep talking.
I'm talking.
If Bierman's through with his personal announcements, if he's got
the minutes.
reading the minutes.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Our first episode that we're going to talk about was about the greatest steeds in the Tri-State Valley, talking about Kentucky Derby winners Smarty Jones and Barbaro on that show. If I remember correctly, Barbaro's story was a little bit sad, but Smarty Jones had a happier ending.
Yeah, that was a downer, dude.
Yeah. Bad choice, you know. Shit the bed again.
Another Zito dud.
Danielle Nutt is a Smarty Jones groupie. She writes, quote, "My family is super obsessed with Smarty Jones. My dad saw him at an appearance at Parks a few years ago, crying smiley face emoji. I missed it because I was working, though. Horse running emoji," end quote.
I heard he's like Elvis now.
He hasn't signed autographs.
Yeah, but he'll if you give him a towel, he'll wipe his brow with it and give it back to you.
That's better than an autograph, I guess.
I thought you meant he, with all those sequins outfits the horse is wearing now that he looks more like Elvis. Yeah.
He reads a note and it's like, I'm in room 504. Like, come up anytime. It's like another one of these. Like, I have a family. I'm trying to live my life.
They style his ponytail in a pompadour.
I have many children now.
People really liked. We all.
That's great. I love that. There was like he was seeing him live. Like, wow, he's even taller in person.
I wonder what he does live. Does he like do tricks? Does he just prance around?
He sings.
He does the class. He does sings. The hits.
He's like the sax player from the Lost Boys. He
it's the whole show.
Yeah, you grease him
up. He gets
up.
Oiled up.
Yeah.
He plays the horn.
From there, we took a trip to Sesame Place in Langhorne, PA. Our pick for that episode was Tony sitting in a fiberglass tub with a haunting effigy of the Muppet Ernie.
I didn't really want to post that picture, but thanks to peer pressure, everyone saw it.
Well,
very cool. Very cool.
Dorcas Malorcas, Perry Shaw, the John Belay, Carla Dennison, 77, and Philadelphia all freely admit to taking the same photo as you as a child.
That's cool. That's yeah. cool.
I talked about it in the episode, but I bought the Sesame Place book. It's Images of Modern America, Sesame Place, by Guy Hutchinson and Chris Mercaldo.
Oh, you have it in your hand right now.
Well, Zito read it also.
Well, I flipped through it. It's mostly pictures. It's like a lot of pictures with captions, kind of explaining things.
Yes.
So
it brought back a lot of memories, though, of like it had everything. But it does have this one picture I want to show you guys. I don't know if you looked at it, but it's the opening of Grover's World Twirl. If you can see that.
Ah, I see.
It's Ed Rendell cutting the ribbon. It's next to Grover.
Oh my
next
god!
Next to Grover.
I guess he would. I guess he would show up for
Ed
that.
Ed Rendell is there.
Grover and Ed Rendell are frat buddies. They're
and he cut the line too. He cut the line to the roller coaster.
Grover and Ed Rendell went to college together. They were in the same fraternity, so that's how.
He took care of Grover. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Every time he was in town.
Beth Ann S. writes to say, quote, I used to think Sesame Street was on Broad Street, end quote. So I wasn't the only one who thought Sesame Street was in South Philly.
It
should have been.
So much of that.
There are dozens of us.
So much confusion. There's dozens of us.
Oh, so in the episode, I have an error. In the episode, I said that HBO has a deal with PBS about Sesame Street that PBS gets it first and then HBO.
You were
and
dead wrong about it, right?
It's the exact opposite, of course. It's HBO gets it, and then 9 months later, PBS gets the old scraps where Sesame Street's making Sesame Street's like they haven't even gotten to the pandemic yet on the episodes we're getting on PBS. You know what I'm saying?
They're not even wearing masks.
It's like before that. NFTs are really going to be a stable form of money.
Yeah, we're playing Pokemon Go later.
I wouldn't be surprised.
My jeans are. I'm wearing my skinny jeans. It's 2019, and I'm feeling skinny. Jeans.
I wouldn't be surprised if Sesame Street moved to Discovery now that Warner Brothers, HBO, Discovery is all the same thing. I guess it kind of like it fits the bill for the Discovery Channel a little bit more, educational programming for kids, right?
It's where they're on HBO because, I mean, like Taxi Cab Confessionals or Sesame Street.
Why not both? Why not both?
Why not both?
You got Kermit the Frog driving a cab around Sesame Street. Picks up Snuffy, gets him in the back. Sir, you would not believe the wild night I had.
You can't fit Snuffy in the car.
Telly talks about his voyeurism fetish.
Oh.
the scene from Taxi Driver, but it's Grover. He's in the back.
Stop it.
Next up, we covered the final installment of the Rocky Balboa franchise. Fortino Fabrications actually worked on the movie. Quote, "This was a fun job to work on for me, but the whole time we were all thinking that the premise was just so far-fetched. So we had very low expectations. I think many people were just pleasantly surprised by it," end quote. So I think he might be onto something there. Low expectations for the movie might have...
Yeah, it helped.
Given it a rosier memory of it, yeah.
Yeah, it helped.
Shoot the Messenger official liked our pitch for the finale, quote, "I'd love to see a Rocky Balboa movie where it turns into an episode of Kitchen Nightmares," end quote. This is a much better... Sylvester Stallone is in the news right now. He's very upset about where the Rocky franchise has been going, but he's not really providing an alternative. And I think that this...
Hit us up.
This is the way to go. So Irv Winkler, Sly Stallone.
Irwin Winkler, hit us up.
Irv Winkler, whatever.
Is he still alive?
One of the Winkler brothers.
Frank.
Frank Stallone.
Frank Stallone, stop hitting us up, frankly.
Frank,
leave
actually,
leave
Irwin alone.
My voicemail's full,
leave
Frank.
Alone.
I'm trying to sleep. Please leave us alone.
When Bierman's off the show, he's not like this.
I don't look me in the eye.
Backstage, he's just a different beast.
Magic T. Spiller wants more of that. Quote, "Paulie would secretly sell Rocky's sauce recipes to Wolfgang Puck. He was just trying to make a little money on the side. Fire emoji," end quote.
Paulie Rocky would forgive him. Probably wouldn't Rocky get away with it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a sucker.
A mark.
I guess Rocky would call it gravy, though. He wouldn't call it sauce. Just an FYI. Heather Marie wanted a more realistic movie. Quote, "Rocky, 100 emoji, leaves notes to Adrian in the South Philly Review obituary sections, complete with rampant misuse of quotation marks in his copy. Cry face emoji. Man, I miss reading those and the social scene section. First communion season was fire emoji," end quote. She's right.
Communions.
Yeah, that's a Philly. Communions and graduations. I'm gonna buy an ad. I'm gonna put Zito's communion picture.
Congratulations. Act like it just happened. Yeah, like right it just now. Happened. Congratulations. It's like, wow, that's weird. It's like, did they do Hands Across America again? Because in this picture, he's holding hands with 8 different people.
Yeah, I think Heather is right about the South Philly Review's poor use of punctuation in general, not just quotation marks. First communion season is a great time to read. Also, a lot of weddings in the spring.
That's like sweeps week.
Yeah, you get a lot of good.
A lot of St. John Newman alumni.
Yeah.
Greta girls, you too.
Well, they're all the same now. They go to the same school now.
They're all the same.
After that, we took a visit to Betsy Ross's grave with a little help from the podcast Tomb with a View, which I mispronounced on the last Errors episode as I called it Tom B with a View.
It was a Tom Brady podcast. I didn't think twice about
neither
it.
Neither of you stopped me. Yeah. You both let me. You just roll with it.
I was just like, I don't know.
Because everyone has like a everyone's. It's like if that was names. It's always like their handle. Yeah.
Uncle Buck on VHS. I don't know who that is.
It's Mark. Exactly. That's the problem. People like Mark are the problem. People like
I
Mark
don't know him.
Are a problem.
I know Uncle Buck on VHS.
So, despite that, they were nice enough to still help us out on the Betsy Ross episode. after that, they sent us an NPR article when they had listened to the Betsy Ross episode. And this well-researched piece from NPR essentially proves that all flag origin stories are pretty much fabricated. So just delete the Betsy Ross episode.
Undo.
None of that can be verified. Delete Sorry it. To waste your
delete
time.
Delete it.
Just delete it.
That's the lost episode. It was too hot.
Command C.
A bunch of people sent me Peugeot pictures. So now I'm very well versed on Peugeot what Peugeot
picks.
Is.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Enough with the Peugeot pics.
People should keep sending you Peugeot pics just because.
They can give me a real Peugeot. That'd be great.
I had it at all my barbecues this summer. I guess it's just.
I'm coming over.
I wasn't invited either.
He's going to show up.
I'm free.
He's going to knock on the door.
Oh, you caught me. Me and my Peugeot on 4th of July.
I know you're right there.
To turn off all the lights.
Yeah.
Is there a doll sim one? You got to do a switch it up. Is there other buttons?
I just my favorite. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's moving right along.
Look, if you made it this far, I mean,
yeah, you're a super fan.
Yeah, you're just not listening.
Yeah.
Everyone likes Street Fighter.
Tuned out.
You
fell asleep driving.
No. You just fell and you can't get up. And now this is playing in your house, and it plays every episode. That'd be awful. What a nightmare.
If it went through the whole catalog, it wouldn't be so bad. It'd be worse if it played the same episode over and over again.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be like a week and a half? Isn't that how long we did? It'd be a long time.
I guess they get worse as they go. Interesting.
We sat down at the Melrose Diner after it came out that a demolition permit for the property had been recently approved.
Yeah, this
is a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah, since then there was a fire at the Melrose a week later, and the diner is closed again. There's a sign in the window redirecting customers to the Broad Street Diner in the meanwhile. There's no word on if the Snyder Avenue staple will return or face the wrecking ball.
I feel really bad because I feel like we caused this.
No. What? No.
Yeah. And you should feel that way because we did.
Like, not literally caused it, but like we jinxed it. We
put out too much good vibes and it turned into bad vibes. And that's what happens. Yeah. If you know anything about vibes.
That's how vibes work.
You put out too many good ones, you get bad in return.
Yeah, you can put the Maloiks on somebody without even trying, just by talking about them too much. Even saying good things.
You want it too much.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But I will say that if the only good thing is that Melrose died knowing that I was on Legends of Philadelphia. So that's
it knows it made
makes
it.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, it's like Susan Lucci at the Emmys. She knows she made it. She finally got it.
You have to be at least 45 to listen to the show.
No way. This is for Gen Z. This is for the Zoomers, man.
Susan Lucci winning a daytime Emmy in 1998 or whatever. Wow. I remember. I know what you're talking about too. I
criticize all of our references, but you get them. So I don't know.
You're a young man.
Maybe there is.
We're trying to get the 18 to 49 number.
We definitely have.
You're the audience. 18
to 34.
We definitely have 35 to 49.
You're the target. You're the target audience.
I got one more year of being. I'm about to be 34. So
still in the zone.
After that. Doesn't matter what I say.
Send you to stud, yeah. Send you to pasture
behind a barn. There, I forgot to mention this, but there is a song by the band called Wonder Years that's called Melrose Diner. And if you look up Melrose Diner, that's what comes up. And I think they're like some pop punk band from the 2000s, and I think they're from around here.
Zito loves pop punk.
Yeah, Zito knows.
Pop punk for life.
But yeah. So I think so. It's even now a song that I wonder if people of the fans of the band migrate to.
Did you? Are you saying you looked up the word Melrose on Spotify and this is what came up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it was disappointing.
I mean, I don't.
Well, maybe you should write a song about the Melrose and put it on Spotify. Kind
of I did. It's a sad country song about crying into my honey mustard because it's not the same.
You can never dip your tater into the same honey mustard twice.
That sounds filthy.
Yeah.
That's going to get banned. I can't play that on the radio.
It's going to have the girls going wild.
But, yeah. But you did that Tropicalia song about the butter cake, so.
it was a calypso. Calypso.
Calypso's coming back. It's going to be real popular next summer.
No, it's not. You keep saying that.
It's going to be real popular
every year.
Next summer.
It doesn't happen. It never happens. It's never coming back. You're like tiki drinks. They're coming back.
I'm just teeing it up. It's going to happen one of these years. 8-Bit Briff remembers the good times, quote, I spent too much time at that counter sobering up with chipped beef after the Republican. Loved the French toast on the old menu, but every time you ordered the server
shit
would
on a shingle.
But every time you ordered the server would ask, you ever have them before? They're different here. They have custard filling. When the diner renovated, they put the old circle booths out on the curb. I still kick myself for not dragging one back to my house, end quote. That's a real missed opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trove, what do you think one of those circle booths goes for in today's
I'd pay $1 million for one. Million.
A million.
If anybody has one, let us know.
Hit me up. I got a check for $1 million.
A big check.
It's a giant check.
Carla Dennison, 77, regrets not making the trip. Quote, I never got to go to the Melrose, but that jingle definitely took me back to my childhood and WMGK, which has to be where I heard it, end quote. Yeah, that jingle played nice. Pretty much on repeat. But like I said, there was a commercial, too.
We knew more commercials than we knew the programs that they were on.
Yeah.
You heard that Melrose song, like, more times you heard, like, songs you even really liked.
A. DeSantis, 1213, celebrates a personal connection, quote, my grandmom was in the original TV commercial, end quote.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Connection to a star. That's some celebrity
That's
status
awesome.
Right there.
I know. I would rub it in everyone's face if that was me.
Well, A. DeSantis, if you have a copy of the commercial, it's not on YouTube, so upload it.
Yeah, send it to us.
So that's lovely. We hope Melrose returns bigger and better than ever. Sorry that it caught fire.
Sorry, we did it.
Argan Diner better watch out or we'll do an episode on them too.
Yeah. A warning to our enemies.
This is like the Madden curse or the Sports Illustrated curse. It's like if we do it.
Yeah, we're coming for you.
An episode.
Yeah, you go down.
See, the trick is just ignore the sound effects and then then I have the power.
I'm sorry.
We covered the Miss Philip. We covered Miss Philadelphia 1924 on her way to revolutionize the pageant game with her win at the 4th Miss America contest in Atlantic City. This photo of Miss Philly that gets circulated features a young woman with a wild hairdo, so it gets shared a lot online because it's kind of funny. K. Braun 19 was just seeing it for the first time. Quote, her hair feels very .. 80s, 90s, punk, queer, mess, femme, butch, ragged, shag, humidity, funk, and I am here for it. Chef emoji, kiss emoji, end quote.
Chef's kiss.
Chef kiss.
I see.
Yeah, she's got a very modern look. Moving on, we covered a brief history of the cheesesteak-flavored snacks and taste-tested the new Philly chips from Hers. If I recall, We all thought the Long Hot Chips was the only one that really nailed the taste. And then we combined it with the Whiz Wit and the salt, pepper, ketchup flavors and ate them all at once. And that, I think, really tasted like Philadelphia.
Yeah, just a mess.
A beautiful metaphor.
I saw on Instagram right before I signed on to the podcast that hers announced the winner of the contest was, in fact, the Long Hots and Parmesan Cheese Chip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did they talk about how they ripped us off?
Yep, no, that's they talked about.
They didn't mention us
did
once.
They send out a press release?
Despite it being like an ad for their store.
It was like an apology.
It was an apology to us.
The rumors you have heard are not true.
They didn't say our name, but they...
It was a subtweet. We all knew who you were talking about. It was a sub press release. We all know.
Mm-hmm.
They said they regretted things, but they didn't apologize.
You know what you do? You click like on it to fuck with them.
Yeah.
So you know that you saw it.
They weren't.
I'll do that.
It turns out they weren't talking about us. They were talking about Mr. T's on West Passyunk Avenue.
Mr. T's. or what's it? Or the dentist office on 1507 West Passyunk Avenue. They're kind of our rival, I guess. They're not really the same. We don't do the same thing.
People
but
have come to the store.
Looking for them, yeah.
And it's like, no.
No, it's West Passion.
We don't do that.
We're East Passion.
I could try it. I could try to
no,
get it.
No, yeah,
now,
I don't
but,
know. Let me take a little look.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, let me see. D. Zachariah 81 writes in to share about his pain and joy, quote, I live out of HERS distribution range, so I've been dying to try all the new Philly flavor chips since they were announced, but trying to buy them through the HERS website is a bit pricey. Finally visited my family this weekend and snagged them all up. The Whiz Wit, unfortunately, tastes too much like the other cheddar-based chip flavors, but those Long Hots and sharp provolones were amazing, end quote.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, that was the top one, definitely.
Clear winner.
W. Michael Walker, Stephen Q. Breslin, Spite Pizza Pastry, Lord Hamlet 73, and Bill Willits agree the Long Hots and Provolone chips are a top three flavor.
There you go.
So HERS is making it happen.
The real Steve Breslin, wow.
Yep. Stephen Q. Breslin, not to be...
I always confuse them.
Yeah.
In researching this or the chips episode, I came across an article from the Inquirer. Because, Trove, you talked about how Pat's was horse meat.
Mm,
Pat's
yes.
Steaks was horse meat.
Yes, I did mention
so
that.
This is from the Inquirer. To counter rumors he was using a horse meat, Pat Oliveri, founder of Pat's King of Steaks, offered $10,000 to anyone who could prove it. During the Depression, when meat was in short supply, people said Pat was cooking up old World War I cavalry horses from the Navy Yard. His brother worked there. Pat offered the reward in the showiest way possible. He put the cash in a glass jar out front. According to his nephew, Frank Oliveri Jr., people would come from all over to try to prove the rumor true, but nobody ever could because Pat's the one that started it.
Pat started the
Damn.
Rumor?
I don't believe that element of it.
According to his nephew.
What the idea was that why people though. Would come there good to one. Prove that it wasn't, or that people would be
to
like,
eat it, I guess.
Oh, and horse meat.
Like, you know what? This really does taste whole
I've
like
eaten
horse.
Horse before, and I know what it tastes like. Let me try this cheesesteak.
No, this is not horse.
That's beef. What am I? What'd you bring me here for?
Wow. You know, I think that's amazing. That would be brilliant marketing if that were true. That would be brilliant.
We're still talking about it.
We're still talking about
and
it.
And I'm still not eating from there because I feel like they're making meat out of horse meat. So I guess it worked, I guess.
Maybe it's like a conspiracy that's actually the truth to dissuade you from believing the truth. So it's like, no, it's not horse meat. Of course, that's insane. There's no such thing as aliens.
That's insane.
But the government started mm-hmm. those rumors because they're true.
Yeah, the moral of those horses at the Navy Yard go from World War I to end
yeah.
up.
Horses from World War
I. These so World War I veteran horses out in the Navy Yard.
That's no.
Like he went down. I went to the neighbor. Like, yeah, give me these horses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want these ones.
Grind them up.
Grind. Hooves and all.
I know the perfect thing for them.
I know a guy.
Well, I guess it was his brother's idea. His brother was at work just staring his at brother, the horses, his and then he was like, "Oh, light bulb moment! Oh,
I can. I bet I can move these horses.
I can move them." I was sitting on these horses a long time.
Look at this horse.
They're from man. World War One. They're German horses.
Oh well, then they deserve
the
it.
Spikes on their heads. Yeah. The spike helmets.
Yeah, they do.
They deserve it.
They deserve it. That's awful. Everybody was at fault.
This was before the Geneva Convention. Do whatever you wanted to the enemy's horses.
That's terrible. So there's two other things. Number one, I said the WrestleMania in Philly was WrestleMania 14. It was WrestleMania 15. I heard as soon as I started editing it, I was like, God,
we got so many tweets. We got so many.
I know.
We got so many people coming for our throats.
I know. That's why Vince McMahon left.
That's why. That's why. Also, we're looking for a new wrestling expert. So, if anyone out there is a wrestling expert, we're definitely we're looking for one.
The gig is open.
Gig's open, wide open. Because we definitely don't have one around here.
I was gonna. I should have just recorded like.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
It would have been like. Yeah, the WrestleMania Philly was WrestleMania 14. WrestleMania 14. There was also one more thing. That there was another type of chips from Philly, the Eagles dirt chips. It was using dirt from Lincoln Financial Field. The NFL did Lay's did all these chips using dirt apparently from NFL fields. Which sounds disgusting.
Well, like they grew the potatoes in Lincoln Financial Field's dirt?
No, but they used the dirt and then grew them somewhere, apparently. But it's also, they use places that have turf also. So what was that dirt? This doesn't matter.
Maybe,
it,
maybe
so.
The chips are plastic.
There are Eagles chips. But
I never heard
if they
of that.
They taste
wild.
Like the Eagles. Yeah, they only did like a limited, very, very... You can only win them in like a contest. It was like 25 bags of each. It was very super limited. But I wonder if they taste like
small batch.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like this tastes like Herschel Walker.
That's not an endorsement.
Definitely not an endorsement.
From there, we told you how to scam the lotto when we talked about the 1980 666 scandal. This is when a motley crew of broadcasters, stagehands, lotto employees, and sloppy Greeks conspired to pick the daily number. Suspicions were raised when 666 was randomly drawn on live TV.
The devil.
Megan the Scallion couldn't help but notice senior citizen Violet Lowry's discomfort at the drawing. Quote, that lady's face at the last ball is great. Jesus is watching me, end quote.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it, but when the...
God, the video.
Like, so the first number is six, and she's like, okay. The next number is six, and you can see on her face that she's like, and the third number is six. And when they're cutting away, they like move the camera, but you can see her being like, oh, Lord.
She like bites her lips.
I got to pray this away. Like, I'm in trouble.
She's like, what have I done?
She was not into it.
At Jean Marty Hunt concurs, quote, they did Violet dirty. She was a sacrifice to Satan for the Phillies World Series victory that year, end quote.
Well, in that case, it was worth it.
Hail Satan.
Sorry, Violet.
Pete Cohn points out why you can't get away with this anymore, quote, this was before lottery drawings are audited by Boyer and Ritter certified public accountants, end quote. Which is what they say every day when they read the lotto numbers.
And Boyer and Ritter are strict fellows.
Mm-hmm. Super strict.
You know, a lot about ping pong balls, yeah.
They hold each one in their mouth before the drawing to make sure it weighs properly.
It's like all the baseballs come from, like, they mix in that dirt in that one pond.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All of the lotto balls have to go in Boyer and Ritter's mouth before they can go in the machine. It's how we ensure the utmost truthfulness and honesty in these drawings.
Learned so much on this podcast.
Put the balls in my mouth.
Not mine. Ritter and Boyer's.
You're going to cut that, right?
No, I'm going to make you say it. I'm going to put it on your track.
No, so. No.
Modulate the voice so it sounds.
Why did Zito? This is on you.
It's
not
a mistake. This is one of Zito's.
This is the mistake of getting him. Like, why would you give him a toy that makes noises?
I like when Trove has a noisemaker. It always entertains me.
Where's the Blanca? Is there a Blanca one? So in the episode, I said we were talking about. We were like, well, yeah, we think every state has the lottery, but 5 states don't have the lottery.
What states are those, Beerman?
Man, sad states.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Figures.
Alaska.
Hmm.
Okay.
All the A states, though.
Hawaii.
That's surprising.
Nevada, not a gambling state.
No, what? I don't care for it.
And this one makes sense because they're Mormons. Utah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Nevada is very strange. I guess it would cut into the casino business, I guess, is why they don't do it.
Maybe.
That's just bizarre.
And I guess if you live in Hawaii, you already hit the lotto. You're already, you don't need anything
else. You're already a jackpot in Alaska.
You could gamble like anywhere, right? It's like the men's room has a slot machine. Oh, that's a slot machine.
Apparently the 666 fix happened on the day that listener Andy Sinek was born, and
wow. Wow,
yep, and Riley Transplant remembers this because it was on their mother's birthday and she played 777 that day. That's her number. She always plays 777, so don't anybody else play it.
Damn,
Riley Transplant's wow. Mom's got a She's got dibs.
Mrs. Transplant.
Nick Milvoy left a comment saying he dug the lotto theme, and then he came back to say that the Clementon Park commercials, Midi's style surf theme, was also fire. Nick is an excellent musician, so he would know.
That lottery commercial, I tried finding that music. I don't know if it's stock music or something that they use, because it's only a minute long, which is how long the video is.
You know, it's in that Clementon Park commercial. That's definitely another one of those things where it blurred the line of, is this a national thing or is this a local thing?
Yeah, because Michael Buffer.
With Michael Buffer's in it, and it was like, is this...
He's a big celeb.
Yeah, it's hard to tell the difference.
But then the 2000s commercial is like, oh, this is a local
thing. Yeah, it was clearly...
They ran out of money.
Terrible.
Clearly, this was created by a Civil War veteran.
Like he was frozen in ice and they dug him out in the year 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wooden nickels.
They set him down at a Mac machine.
Confederate dollars accepted.
Speaking of Clementon Park, it sounds like everyone went there in eighth grade. Kath Master recalls, quote, I went for my eighth grade trip before they had Splash World. You could swim in the lake. The nuns were our lifeguards, end quote. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't trust the nuns to jump in for me.
I know. I would be like, oh, I'm drowning, just to see if a nun is going to, like, dive in.
Like the Sandlot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to make out with this nun.
Trying to make it the nuns.
Yeah. The nun did a triple Lindy into the lake. It's incredible.
Headcount 215 is confused. Man, I don't remember this at all. We had like 2 slides and a log flume. That's it. End quote.
But I think that all it was.
That's
right?
All it was. That's all it was when I was there. Yeah.
You weren't missing anything.
Angel Young 24 is throwing some shade. Quote, I remember some classmates calling it whack ass Clementon Park. Cry face emoji. End quote.
It must have been opposite day at school. That day.
Whack.
It's not as whack as.
It's not even, it's definitely like an eighth grader's insult. There's nothing clever about it.
Whack ass.
Jules Ma was there at the beginning. Quote, fun fact, I was one of the first ever lifeguards at Splash World. Yes, I'm that old. Crying face emoji, but it's tilted slightly to the left. End quote.
Yeah. That means I'm laughing even more than regular.
She's really.
How do you not know this?
Well, I know one's ever.
I thought you speak in emoji.
We just.
Well, I don't know how.
Probably
to.
The first time you ever said it out loud.
I guess it's at a 30 degree angle. I wasn't sure what to say about its angle. I wasn't sure how to describe its angle. Yo, Johnski is a local, quote, grew up across from the park. Always loved the music and screams from the roller coasters. Such happy sounds, end quote. I don't know if I would like living across the street from an amusement park.
Well, I guess they close early. Because, like, yeah, if I'm trying to sleep and I get to hear that, that's not fun.
Yeah, I think a lot of naps, though, so I don't know.
I wonder, yo, Johnski, did you ever sneak in there? You live across the street. You never tried to get a little water slide action after hours?
When it's closed, when it's dry. That's when it's real fun.
Yeah, you grease yourself up and then you slide down.
Yeah.
You go really fast.
That's the
then.
Real test.
That's the real, yep.
Real test.
Mm-hmm.
And JPXV was so inspired by this episode, they wrote in for the first time, quote, hey there, guys, long time, first time here. Just wanted to chime in that as someone who passes Clementon Park at least 3 times a week, I am so happy to hear you all discuss its history. I knew it was old, but I didn't know it was founded by a Civil War vet. I know we weren't bougie enough to have Batman or Donald Duck or whatever, but that commercial has the legit let's get ready to rumble guy. So clearly Clementon Park was willing to throw down some bucks. Loving the podcast. Thanks for the laughs and this episode in particular. End quote.
That is true.
Yeah.
I honestly thought the Clementon Park episode was going to bomb, and it did surprisingly really well.
Everybody's been, I guess, yeah.
But like, I wouldn't recommend, like, if you like, you just moved to Philadelphia, I wouldn't be like, oh, you got to check out Clementon Park. But if you're from the area, like, you've definitely been to Clementon Park.
Yeah. And if you're at the end of the summer and you're looking for things to do, like tacking on, like we've done this and we've done this and we've done this, Clementon Park will definitely kill an afternoon. And it seems like it's like $30. It's an inexpensive.
I don't
day.
Like rides, so I don't know.
Or mascots.
I don't like anything, so it doesn't make a difference really. But my recommendations don't go far. Fried food, that's it.
Somebody, Dr. Mabuse on Twitter said, Brian, could the ride you're thinking of be the rocket ship? Not sure of the name, but there was a ride shaped like a rocket-type spaceship. You would go in and sit in front of a screen, and the rocket would move while you watched space and whatnot. And I'm pretty sure it was shaped like a rocket. And he said there was one. He posted a picture. He said there was one at Dutch Wonderland. It's just like shaped like a rocket. That was I think that's the ride we were talking about, Trove. It's something like this, right?
Yeah, something like that. I thought it looked more like a.
Yeah, space
car, though.
Kind of looks like a Mercury rocket. It kind of looks like a...
I didn't think it looked like a circular rocket. I think, if you remember it was more like a car. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm going to do some more research.
We'll do some research. Do your own research.
Do you guys have anything else you want to mention? Anything we skipped over that you guys want to...
I'm mad at myself for not using the Bon Me episode to use it as a platform for my biggest pet peeve of people who tag the Bon Me place. If you graffiti or know people who graffiti it, please
oh,
stop.
Tag it.
You mean
yeah,
oh,
tag it with graffiti. Like people tag the Bomb E place constantly.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it. Why just leave them alone? Just leave them alone.
I wanted to play because now like people really enjoy this when like I said, you can speed up the podcast on Spotify and make it quicker, but you can also slow it down. So this is actually from the Bomb E episode. And this is, like I said before, this is the only way to play it, honestly.
I was like, does it have mayonnaise on it? And you were like, no, it doesn't have mayonnaise on it. And on the thing, it's like literally the first... On the board, yeah. Like the first
ingredient. It's not the first ingredient I think of. It's like mayo is like the last thing that I ever consider.
That's what.
the only true way to listen. Yeah. It's way funnier.
Okay, that's pretty much all there is to know about everything we left out or got wrong in the last 11 episodes. Please check out our website, www.southfellini.com. That's SOUTHFELLINI.com for cool Philly-inspired merch. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We're at South Fellini everywhere. Follow along and join in the conversation. We want to hear from you. Look out for new episodes of the podcast every Monday. Stay safe, wash your hands, get boosted, take chances, and make mistakes.